Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Stan Rojek. Batting second, the center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Stevens. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Monty Baskall. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojek moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Rojek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Baskall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Rojek reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojek moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hop moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Skins catches it and throws to first to double up Kiner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bascal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Bascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascal is 0-for-1 in the game. Baskall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baskall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. Skins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baskall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baskall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rojek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rojek moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojek scores. Kiner moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Monty Baskall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baskall is 0-for-2 in the game. Baskall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rojek hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Rojek catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Cliff Auberson pinch hits for Hankskins. Cliff Auberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auberson takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson pinch runs for Cliff Auberson. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Clutz and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeff Coat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Johnson now playing second base. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobernik fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Monty Baskall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baskall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baskall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.